Thank you. Nona Brooks wrote a little book called Mysteries. And in her book, she asks the question, why do we get old? If the law of life is continuous progression, why do signs of age appear to us? Life is eternal, having no beginning and no ending. Now, if life does not begin or end, then what is there to age? With no beginning, what is youth? If life has no ending, then what is it that we call old age? And exactly what value do we give to the time that exists in between? Actually, it is our concept of these things which allows them to appear to us in that way. Remember, what we accept to be so will appear to us in the way that is compatible with our expectation. The problem relating to age is the beliefs that we attach to the concept of time. For eons of generations, mankind has entertained fixed thoughts, ones that have to do that should occur at a particular stage of life. Based on its conclusions, the race mind establishes patterns of behavior which it considers belong to a certain age. Ever we busy ourselves trying to make them happen in just the way we think they should. Now, going from one stage of life to another should come about as a natural transition in life's progression. Each has its purpose, and each should be experienced for itself. Without a concept of time as being either young or old, it is possible to live life without an opinion of what should happen at any given time. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could live life in the awareness of life's progression, simply expressing what is given us the moment in whatever form we happen to find us? In the natural process of life's progression, we find this in the form of the baby, the child, the teenager, the young adult, the adult, and then the senior citizen. And since life has no beginning and no ending, each of those forms should appear forth, showing the full expression of wholeness in all aspects of being. It is the race mind that assigns certain attributes to the child and others to the adult. It is our concept of time that determines that the child should appear with vitality and with youth. It is our concept of time that decides the body should age as it advances in years toward that time called senior citizen. Now, thinking in this way allows the body to take on the characteristics and the conditions we assign to it. We begin with the toddler. Now, the toddler stage of life is a happy time for the toddler. But already we are thinking about the next stage that is to come. And then we ask the toddler to prepare for it. We may say certain things, encouraging them to take on traits that will allow them to be known as a big girl or a big boy. Now the poor toddler, he is simply enjoying his happy time. And here we are, asking him to step up to the next stage of life, acting in ways he does not yet understand. And then pity the poor teenager. The race thoughts concerning this individual are many. These individuals barely enter the teenage years. When we ask them to consider what comes next, we tell them, the time will come when decisions will need to be made. Decisions that will affect the rest of your life. Now really, how scary is this? These individuals are still trying to figure out the behavior of a teenager. And we are asking them to consider the steps that come next. We may ask, what do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to do with your life? Now, at this stage, the individual is simply trying to deal with what is happening at any given day in the life of a teenager. Today is enough of a challenge. Never mind thinking about what they might do when they grow up. And anyway, what does the phrase grow up refer to when considering eternal life? But this is what we do. This is how we act. And it is all because of our concept of time. The race mind tells us that we have got to start early, preparing for the future. The one that includes a job, family, or anything else that we might apply to our concept of what should happen at any given time in life's progression. Now, I could go on and on discussing the expectations and demands that relate to the young adult, to the one of middle age, and last but not least, to that one of old age, sometimes called the golden years. Now to me, looking at life in this way is wearisome. Dividing eternal life into a concept of time is both restrictive and limiting. To answer Nona Brooks's question, why do we get old? I would say, living life from the concept of time would age anybody. This is what happens. The race mind looks at life from the standpoint of physical being, the one of material form, and it judges according to what appears to be. But the world is not cause, it is effect. The form the world takes is based on the mind that thinks of it in a certain way. It is the race mind that does this. And since the race mind judges, it changes its mind, and according to its experience, its ideas and concepts. And so therefore, the world of form also changes. And when we judge it, we assign traits and conditions to the new form. But the world of form, it is a temporary existence, and there is nothing to sustain it into eternity. There is nothing to sustain the infant in that form. There is nothing to sustain the teenager, the adult, or senior citizen in that form. It is life's progression that allows us to transition from one state to another. It is our concept of time that demands the expectations be given to a certain age. Now, looking at life from the viewpoint of the material form, it really does reveal the nothingness of form. We know that what we see as form will not stay the same. We speak of erosion or dust that leads to decay or the tearing down of particles or parts. When we look at the world of form, we do notice certain things. When we buy that new car, or perhaps those kitchen appliances or furniture. We know that a certain amount of maintenance will be required to keep it all in good working condition. Even the clothing that we buy will need to be replaced, all as a result of wear and tear, or because of many trips to the washing machine or to the dry cleaners. Our house or our apartment needs upkeep and attention. We became aware that our church building was in need of upkeep and attention. We see this, and we understand it because that is the way it is with material form. Now, when we contemplated Nona Brooks's question, why do we get old? Some of us may have answered because we have looked at our body, and that appears to be what happens. We looked at the form called body to determine our condition. We have apparently forgotten about eternal life, the one that does not know youth or old age. The race mind has determined that the body should appear in a certain way to correspond with its numerical years. The body of youth should appear in one form, and the body of the adult in another form. And we accept this to be so. Just like we accept that the car, the house, the appliances will all age in a certain way. You know, it really is all about material form. The body, it is material form. It too requires maintenance and upkeep. Now, science and medicine have helped us with this. Your knee, or perhaps your hip, it has worn out, and now it is in need of repair. You know, all of those years of pounding the sidewalk, the stress and the strain. But the doctor says, no problem, I will give you a new one. The same is true of the heart or of the kidney. Something is happening in the body that causes pain or discomfort. No problem. We will have surgery and remove it. The race mind looks at life from the standpoint of form, and then considers it to be our reality. But I ask, is my identity to be found in my heart or in my knee? What exactly happens to my identity if I happen to receive a new kidney? Do I take on a new idea of me based simply on a different body part? Do I look for my identity in the form called infant, toddler, teenager, adult, or senior citizen? If so, which one of these shall I claim to be the real me? Now, each of these are called so-called identities is temporary. There is nothing to sustain them in their form in this lifetime, never mind into eternity. Can we consider the idea that it is life's progression that places us in the form that is essential to appear as the infant, the teenager, adult, and the senior citizen? These forms are not meant to be our identity, but merely the form necessary for that phase of expression. Our identity is not to be found in that form that needs maintenance and upkeep, nor is it to be found in a body that appears to age. A race belief in a material process has dominated our thinking for many years. Well, now it is time for us to change our attitude regarding the experience called age. And it is up to us to do so. You see, we are a spiritual being, and it is this being that knows itself as eternal life. When we lift our attention from the material to the spiritual, we do discover that life that has no beginning and no ending. Therefore, there is no age to consider. Eternal life can be neither young nor old. To view life from principle that supports eternal life, we realize that life simply is. And whether we appear in the form of infant or senior citizen, we carry with us the spiritual reality that does not change. And when we lay down the material form of being, we simply drop the outer garment that accompanied the various stages of humanhood. There really is nothing to support it, and nor do we want to. I think that what works best is to understand that the activity called life's progression provides what is needed. So let us not concern ourselves so much about what that might be. Now, I think what troubles us about time is that at some point we seem to run out of it. That is, at some point the physical being ceases to be, and we look to our body to tell us how close we are to that time. You see, we have heard that phrase, an untimely death, and it concerns us. But I ask, exactly what is a timely death? It is only a concept of time that allows for birth and for death. Now, the one who contemplates life's progression understands that the next transition occurs when the soul requires it, and not according to that clock or calendar on the wall. Now, it is true that the physical body may take on conditions that do not belong to us. And because we live in this physical form, we may find us getting caught up in a condition. We do this because the race mind is told us and what it has had to tell us in the past. You see, for many years, it was our source of information, and we accepted it to be so. I admit, it really is not easy for us to stop listening to the race mind. But do so we must. Remember, it is the beliefs we attach to our concept of time that allows us to age. So let us work on our unbelief. The belief in disease and old age is actually our misconceptions about us. To change our idea of us from that one of flesh to the one of spirit is a very helpful first step. You see, the one of spirit has a different attitude about what is happening. If we consecrate our living to developing consciousness, we shall come into the whole truth about man. Now, the whole truth about man is that he is not divided into bits and pieces, ones that can be patched up, replaced, or discarded. The whole man, he needs no such attention. Appearances may say one thing, but remember we have been told to judge not according to appearance. Material man sits in judgment And then he enjoys or he suffers the result of such attention. Spiritual man knows that life is, and that he is that life. Spiritual man, he does not judge. Now the race mind, it tells us that we live on this earth plane 60 years, and then that's it. Time to go. Spiritual man does not, he comes into this world with a purpose and a reason. And he does not concern himself with a number of years. That is not his decision to make. And so when his mission is completed, the life force removes itself from that form called body. And he will be on his way to his next adventure. You see, the life principle speaks in terms of eternal life, either here or there. Today's lesson, we ask the question, how old are you? Now, your answer will depend on how it is that you view yourself. Who do you really think you are? If you count the years and you find you are a little closer to those 60 years, you may be a little anxious or not. As I said, it's really all up to you. Life's progression allows us to age in certain ways. It is through experience that we grow in wisdom, love, and in joy. It is through experience that we explore and learn. How shall we stay young? How do we overcome a belief in years? Well, it is all worked out from within. Through study, through practice, we identify with the one being that knows neither youth nor old age. Divine mind does not rust or decay, nor does it forget who it is. As we identify with this being, we discover there is no loss associated with what the world calls aging. Eternal life does not decline, nor does it become inactive. When we yield to the misconceptions of the race mind, we appear in the form of the misconceptions, and you know we will be known in that way. But on the other hand, if we bear witness to eternal life, the body will show forth this life, and yes, we will be known in that way. You may meet friends from years ago, and the comment is made, "You have not aged one bit. What have you been doing with yourself? Tell us your secret." Well, I said, "Go ahead, tell them your secret. I doubt they will believe you." The one of the universal belief of the race mind, he prays for a healthy body, a good heart and kidney. He prays for supply and every good thing. His prayer is all about a better form. The one who lives in the awareness of life's progression knows that eternal life is the one that transitions in and out of experience. And contained in the activity called life's progression is everything necessary to maintain and support that life. His prayer is one of recognition of what already is. The response to the question, "How old are you?" should be, "I am eternal life. I have no beginning and I have no ending. I am ageless, eternal in the heavens. I am one with life, whether in form or in spirit." Now it is true, we continue to observe our birthdays, And yes, we count the number of candles on the cake. We also know that while we mark the passage of time, we ourselves are ageless and timeless. What we celebrate is life itself. You know, that one with no beginning and no ending. This morning we have the opportunity to know us as God knows us. Would you join me now in our closing meditation? In this time of stillness, we prepare ourselves to turn within and to quiet our thoughts and our emotions. The silent receptivity of the inner being discerns with the eye divine. What is given in secret is received in the heart, and we know that we know. The purpose of the silence is to be in the presence of God, to go to that place in the center of being and just listen. The soul thrills to the voice of the Father. It may be a spoken word or simply an inner sensing, but it is felt and it is known. The guidance is from God, and it is just what is needed. Our role is to obey His instruction. Go into the world as the light that shines in darkness. Speak those words that comfort and support. You are my only begotten child, and I have chosen you to do these things. Let it be our practice to go often to the mountaintop, so that we may then walk among the people and accomplish what is given to do. We have come into this world to glorify Him. Let us do so and be at peace. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He cause His light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge Him, so that He may lift your consciousness and give you His peace. Amen. Mm-hmm.